There are many, many facets to bass fishing, and whether you're a representative for companies, there's people who are involved in this business from a media standpoint. There's all kinds of people that do things behind the scenes that help anglers get along. And with me today is J.D. Blackburn. And J.D., PFM and the marketing strategies that you provide to anglers and to people in the business have become very important now.
Well, I'd like to think so, and I think the folks that I work with will see the value in what I do, and hopefully we'll start to bring some new companies in. Pro Fishing Management, PFM, is a dream of mine. I'm passionate about the sport, and I really love the sport, want to grow the sport, and anything that we can do to help, that's what we try to do.
Well, let's talk a little bit about background. I think, first of all, you know, people think, well, you know, anybody can go out there and represent anglers and help them with contracts and talk to big companies and some of that kind of stuff. But background's really critical in this. And, you know, you might want to go a little bit about how you got this started and what exactly you did to get, you know, PFM going.
Well, I've always been a fan of fishing. So I started with the knowledge gleaned from reading the magazines, watching the shows on the Internet, Bass Fan being a great source for information. But with that, I took a business background. When I got out of college, I had double majors in accounting and finance and just a general idea of how a business runs, and took that to a company called Deloitte, which is the second largest professional services firm in the world, and got to spend time in big companies, talking to the executives, seeing how corporate America works, how decisions get made, and what bogs things down. From there, I left and went to work with an old fishing buddy of mine in healthcare. We did healthcare management together for 7 years, and in that situation, I was working with surgeons. So I'm definitely glad to be working with anglers instead of surgeons these days, Terry.
Yeah, in particular, with all the things they've got going on, you know, you think about a doctor coming in and, you know, maybe doing a knee surgery or something. There's a lot more to it there as well. But the fishing business, you know, it's been kind of a good old boy network, and you know, a lot of guys would get their deals because they won a tournament or whatever. And really, the endemic sponsors, the people who are inside the sport, have really been saturated and beat up pretty bad. I mean, you know, everybody and their brother wants to get money and product and all the things that are associated with a sponsorship. But in reality, the non-endemic, the people outside the industry, are starting to take notice, and that's kind of where the job that you're involved with really takes hold.
Right, they do begin to take notice. What you do have to find is someone, like Rick Klun said, that enjoys fishing, that can understand it, that gets it. That we do all these comparisons of what kind of sport it is. It's a completely different sport than anything out there. But then you have to have the numbers to justify it. That's when I go back to what bogs down decisions and why things don't happen in corporate America. You've got to have numbers to support everything. And certain companies want numbers very, very detailed, so you've got to provide that. Some companies, they want to do it, and so just make the numbers support that. So you've got to find that balance of, okay, what's this worth? What's it worth to the angler, and how can we get this deal done?
Well, you know, it's funny because I know accountants have always had a reputation of, number one, making anything match up that they need to, and number two, you know, making the story fit whatever description that they're being told. And in corporate America, it's probably that way more than anything else. I came from a large company as well, and I can remember a lot of the frustrations I had in that company was, You always felt like you couldn't get anything done. You know, you'd have a committee that would last for years, and you know, you're trying to get to a final product, and sometimes it just didn't happen because of all the legal paperwork and all the associated things. But things are starting to change a little bit. I think the streamlining of companies and, you know, some of the downsizing and some of the things that are going on, people are wanting to get involved in something they see return pretty quickly.
Well, there's so much goodwill that's created with the sponsorship and a partnership with an angler. For years to come. I mean, you mentioned an angler today, and I can remember pretty much who sponsored him, and especially if it was a non-endemic, I'll remember that sponsor for a very long time. You see NASCAR teams kind of turn over, and a lot of times the guys get a different car every year, but those ones that kind of stay with it, you remember those. And with fishing, as passionate as we are about it, you know, I think Fox is going to have the FLW winner on there tonight. I know people are going to hang out and watch that show. There's so much goodwill that comes with that and so much intangible benefit. The numbers work. You know, these guys are not that expensive. They're not asking for the moon, but there's so much benefit from it that I think it's a great opportunity for people to take advantage of.
Well, you're mentioning there the best damn sports show, period, and that's Scott Suggs, who won $1 million at the FLW Cup. He'll be on that program tonight, but when you think about this, you look at all the options and opportunities a company has. I mean, it's not just putting your logo out there. It's not just putting a banner ad up or maybe an advertisement in a magazine. It's building that relationship.
Right, and what's it worth to a CEO or an executive of a company to say, hey, I want to take my friend out with Mark Menendez on Kentucky Lake. Hey, we want to go down there and go out with Mark on that lake. Or, hey, we want to go fish with Bill Owen or Scott Campbell or Keith Phillips, the guys I work with, and a lot of the other guys that I have relationships with. You know, what's it worth to them to be able to go out and to take a key client or a key vendor out? That's not really in those numbers that we look to justify, but that's another opportunity for goodwill to take advantage of.
There's not any other sport like it. You know, everybody wants to compare it to golf or NASCAR or whatever it may be, but in reality, it kind of stands on its own. I mean, it's kind of one of those things that you can emulate your favorite pro. You can go out and most of these guys, 99.9% of them, are great people. And so you really are building an affinity with not only the angler, but with the company and the angler.
You are. And you mentioned something there about how high a participatory sport fishing is. It's the highest of males above 18. But what we need to do is translate that into, you know, they say there's 11 million bass fishermen out there. I mean, how many of those guys actually follow the tour and know that a sponsor has come in? They know that the company called Express Courier is sponsoring Keith Phillips. Do they know that Purelator is sponsoring Randy Howe? Do they know River to Sea is sponsoring Bill Lowen? How many of those people are there? 2 million, 3 million, 4 million? We need to convert people that are in the sport. It's like people that like to race cars. Well, they now follow NASCAR. So we need to find ways. And let me give you an example of how I got into golf. In 1989, I lived up in Chicago, not far from where you are, Terry. And I like to play golf around in the yard, in the neighborhood. Never went to a course, never did anything like that. I might watch a little bit on TV. I knew some of the guys. My dad came home with two tickets to the championship. He couldn't take me, but a friend of his took me to the event. We went there. It was awesome. I saw Arnold Palmer. I have a respect for him now. Payne Stewart won the tournament. What did I do? The next day I went out and played nine holes, got into it, played on my high school team, and it's been with me forever, and I follow it. We need to take people to Elite Series events, to FLW events, to local weigh-ins. You can learn something, and you can also start getting support for those athletes and kind of have a personal touch with them.
Well, and it's also a lot of fun. You know, we just came back from the FLW Cup, and you walk through the family fun zone. I mean, the kids have a blast. I mean, you can get some free popcorn, which is always high on my list. And, you know, eating is very, very high on my list, by the way. But anyway, you go through all that exercise, and what you find out is that not only is it something that you can enjoy watching these guys catch these fish and all the things that are associated with that, but it can be a fun experience as well.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. And anglers will talk to you. I mean, they love. I've never seen an angler turn down the opportunity to talk with the kid. I mean, we were all kids, and that's when we got into the sport. And it's an awesome experience. I loved it. I've been to more tournaments this year than I have the rest of my life, and really enjoy talking with the guys out on tour.
Well, you know, it's been fun. You and I have, you know, known each other for several years, and I've watched this thing kind of take shape for you. And what's great about it is that maybe even 5 years ago, there was really not a place for someone like you. And what's happened is these guys are seeing this, number one, as a business. Number two, they see it as an opportunity to not only, you know, give themselves more income, but be able to have structure around their own business. And I think with people like you out there, you know, that's going to happen. It's going to happen more and more and more. And I think companies like Bass and FLW are going to have to deal with more people that are in that mode and looking at the best betterment of the sport and really looking at not just from dealing with the anglers, but dealing with people who represent them.
Well, I think so. And there's a benefit there. You know, in healthcare, we always do the bigger is better theory. You know, if I can represent a handful of anglers, then we can get in touch with those anglers pretty easily. I can usually get in touch with them, make sure that everything that we do is professional. And so hopefully outside organizations, tournament organizations, would see the benefit of that, of being able to deal with fewer people but getting more things done.
Well, JD, I appreciate you being with us. If somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
Best thing is through the website, pfm1.com. You can also get there at profishingmanagement.com. But love to hear from folks out there and that love the sport, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, Terry.
Well, JD, have a great week, and thank you for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thank you, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.